Hi, parents.
Yep,
it's me again. To help cover the costs of running this podcast, you may hear some ads. But if you prefer not to hear ads or this message, there's a link in the show notes to subscribe to Premium. This also gives you access to bonus podcasts. You can listen right here on your favorite podcast player, and it's only a few dollars a month.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A Christmas Carol. It was Christmas Eve, and everyone in town was very excited.
Yes, I'm very excited about Christmas.
Me too.
I love Christmas.
Only one more week to go.
I don't like Christmas.
Who said that?
It was I, Scrooge McWolf.
Oh, you.
Oh, Christmas is nothing but humbug.
Here we go.
Look at you all, being happy, giving money to the poor, and buying presents for each other. What a waste. You all should be working hard. Like me, I have plenty of money, and I don't plan on sharing it with you lot.
Gee, what's his problem? Anyway, Scrooge McWolf counted his money, like he does every night, and went to bed.
What? Who's that? Is someone there?
Hello. It's just me, Pablo Pig, the pig of Christmas past.
What are you on about, pig? Oh, what is this? Where have you taken me?
I have taken you back to the house you grew up in.
Hang on, is that me there? As a pup?
It is. And you look very lonely.
I am not.
Well, none of the other wolf pups are playing with you.
Well, yes. I guess I didn't have many friends as a pup.
Do you think that's part of the reason why you've grown up to be a grumpy wolf who cares only about himself?
Well, maybe. What? I'm back in bed. It must have all been a bad dream. I better go back to sleep. I've got a big day of counting money tomorrow.
Wake up! Wake up!
What? Another one of you pigs? Am I dreaming again?
I am Patricia Pig, the pig of Christmas present.
Oh, you've come to bring me a present. I'll just leave it on the table. I'll have a look at it in the morning.
No, Scrooge McWolf. Present also means what is happening now. I want to show you something.
Where have you taken me?
This is Jack's house. He lives here with his mum. They are very happy.
Happy? How can they be happy? Jack and his mum don't have any money.
Maybe you don't need money to be happy.
Oh, I'm back in bed again. Oh, what a strange night. Anyway, back to sleep.
Hello!
Oh, what? Not another one. And who might you be?
I am Peter Pig, the pig of Christmas future. But you can call me Future Pig. Da-da-da!
Oh, dear. And where are you going to take me, Future Pig?
put on your dancing shoes because we're off to your 50th birthday party.
This doesn't look like a birthday party. No one's here.
Well, let's try your 60th.
No one is here either.
70th?
No one.
80th?
Okay, I get it. No one will come to my parties.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I don't have any friends.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not very nice to people. And, I only really care about money. What happened? Future Pig? Where did you go? I'm back home. Oh, it's morning. What a weird night. Was it all a dream? Narrator man? Narrator man!
Oh, yes, sorry, the gingerbread man and I were having a game of ping pong. I thought you were asleep.
Narrator man, what is today?
Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Oh, I haven't missed it. I still have a chance to be a kind wolf. Do you know where the butcher is in the next street?
Yes, of course I do. I'm the narrator man.
Oh, an intelligent lad. A remarkable lad.
Oh, why, thank you.
Do you know if the prize turkey is still in the window?
Oh, the one that's twice as big as me? Yeah, yes, it's still there.
Well, good. Go and buy it for me.
Be serious.
I am being serious. Go and buy it for me, and I'll give you a dollar. And if you're back in 5 minutes, I'll give you $5.
Oh, yes, straight away, sir.
And narrator man?
Yes, Scrooge McWolf?
On your way to the butcher's, tell the audience how much I've changed.
Yes, certainly. Scrooge McWolf had learnt a valuable lesson that night. He learnt that he should treat others how he would like to be treated, and that money doesn't bring happiness. If he kept going the way he was, he would be a very grumpy and lonely old wolf for the rest of his life. He would now start to make the change by having a big Christmas lunch for all the poor people in town, with a turkey twice the size of me. Oh, hello there. Yes, Scrooge McWolf has asked me to come and pick up the prize turkey you have in your window.
Merry Christmas!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for a calm and relaxing podcast to help you unwind at bedtime, why not try our brand new podcast, Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories? Just search Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories in your podcast player.